This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
And Rajvi is new to the panel, new to Western Illinois University. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
I was a television journalist in India. I worked in national and regional channels in India. I worked briefly for WSIU-TV as a producer for Expressions, and I worked in a few universities across the country, and I'm really excited for my new position as assistant professor in the Department of Broadcasting and Journalism at Western.
All right, and as long as we're making introductions, I guess we can remind the audience I'm news director at Tri-States Public Radio.
And like Rajvi, I'm also on the full-time faculty at the Broadcast and Journalism Department here at WIU, and where I also serve as advise the student newspaper, the Western Courier, and as of this semester, also the DOG, the student radio station, and the National Association of Black Journalists. So I'm involved with a lot of student journalists here on campus.
Okay, today we want to talk on Shop Talk about President Trump, who last week complained on Twitter that Fox News isn't working for us anymore. He says we have to start looking for a new news outlet. And I didn't realize that news outlets were supposed to be working for the president or any other politician for that matter.
Well, if anything before this wasn't telling, this should be telling enough that this president just doesn't get it. The fact that the role of reporters and journalism in our society is not to serve at the behest of its elected officials. And with comments like that, I've always thought maybe he thought that way. I think this clinches that. And I think it has to go to show that where we're at, that there's a general misunderstanding, I think, maybe even in the public, about how what journalists' role are in our society and how they're supposed to serve us. And when people think that journalism is supposed to reflect their opinions and not the facts, boy, we're back to square one, and we've got to rethink this.
But if you look at the global scenario, for instance, take Russia. Russia has about like three or four main news agencies like TASS and VGTRK. They are pretty much the mouthpiece of the government. For instance, North Korea. There are only like one or two television channels where they have to listen to only that, and they cannot listen to any other television because every television is tamper-proof. So I'm just giving you an example. In India, every political party has a television channel. For instance, where I'm coming from, the ADMK has a political channel and the DMK has a political channel. The point is, a lot of government and political leaders across the world, they have a forum to say what they want and the media to carry what they should carry. They think the media should pretty much be their servant and not a journalist. And that's what is pretty much happening in this country too, because of the way he expressed it, that Fox is not promoting as they should be. And I mean, this is a very important point because journalist has to be first giving you balanced, fair information and not just promote one particular ideal or a person. So
Rajvi, when you came to the United States and you saw Fox News for the first time, did you think that was a mouthpiece for conservatives or the Republican Party or President Trump?
I think, I don't have any political affiliation, but I'm a general observer. Then I can definitely see that Fox has a kind of a slant towards, in favoring of the president. And of course, I'm not saying that, CNN is fair or MSNBC is fair, because they all take a stand. I think that's what I've noticed in journalists in this country, that sometimes they take a stand of what they want to say.
I would see, for example, The Nation magazine or Mother Jones magazine being very far to the left. MSNBC, I can see, generally pushes the Democratic point of view. Maybe I don't watch enough CNN. I rarely tune into the channel. I always consider that to be more down the middle of the road. You see that as being more towards Democrats or progressive, progressive side?
I think, Rich, this is my observation. CNN is not representing, like, for instance, there is like every hour there are like some journalists who take up a show and program, and some reporters, they take a stand. So we cannot generalize also saying, oh, when CNN is always doing this or Fox is always this. It also depends on the host who does the show. Sometimes they take a stand. I think, you know, it's very hard to say that, you know, sometimes CNN takes this stand or Fox takes this stand. But it also depends on the journalist as well. That's my take on that.
What? Yeah, and I guess we kind of have to look, too, at the difference between a talk show and perhaps a newscast on these various channels.
And I think that's the paradigm that we've seen on cable news especially, right? I mean, we've seen this paradigm shift to where before I can remember as being much younger and remember you know, Bernard Shaw, CNN, News on the Hour every hour and just the straight facts and so forth. And then we had the shift with Fox News entering the fray, MSNBC entering the fray. And I think these media organizations, these cable news organizations found profits in being somewhat pundits and having talk shows. And they can have talk shows and they can express their opinions. But I think that has overwhelmed their company. I think that's overwhelmed their mission. And I think they find that they get more viewers that way. And I think they've lost sight on really what they're doing to the institution of broadcast journalism when they're doing that.
Well, and I think it's telling what the president tweeted, saying that they're not working for us anymore. They should not have been working for the president or Republicans, conservatives, whoever, in the first place. The idea that he thinks they need to look for a new news outlet, I think, is rather telling about the way Fox is perceived.
Absolutely. And I think that just that response says a lot. First, that he genuinely believed that this cable news network was a mouthpiece for him and his administration, for Republicans and for conservatives. And secondly, that he's wondering, what are they doing trying to do their jobs reporting the news when they should be supporting me? And I think that's very reflective and very revealing about maybe how far we've gone off the rails for what journalism should be doing and not trying to prop up its elected officials.
And I also feel that, you know, this is, again, my personal opinion. I feel, Trump knows the mindset of the journalist. For instance, when we go to cover a press conference, we'll be wondering what lead we should be taking, but he will know exactly what can I say on this in this context so that can be the lead. So I think he wants to gain the attention of media all the time, and sometimes he makes this kind of, you know, very outrageous statement that pretty much gets all our attention. And then next day, he makes some other statement, and then that's diluted. So again, the case in point that we need to remember is, I think this is a very important point, that sometimes many channels, especially news channels, they do have a definite bias in terms of certain coverages. But as informed citizens, if you want to get the right news, expose yourself to multiple platforms so that you know exactly what's happening. And at the end of the day, don't ever believe what you see on the media, but rather take points from that, do a good research, and then come to a conclusion.
I just think the moral of this is also because with so many options for where to get your news and how to keep yourself informed, I think you have to be just a good consumer of news, good consumer of journalism. You have to look for something that's tried and true and tested and try to look for the most objective and the most straightforward, basic, fair and balanced news kind of coverage that you need, whether it is broadcast or online, print or otherwise. And I think this is just another example of how we just have to be very savvy consumers and being very careful of who we select to get our news from.
What we need to do right now is to wrap up the program for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.